Sharon a pregnant, you're pregnant, yes, mama. From the same sicky, sugar.
Oh my God. Me can't believe this. Me feel like me ever mad. How could you make this happen, Paula?
Me sorry, mommy. Me sorry.
Little girl, you know how your mother and me work every day so we could have sent you to a good school, provide good things for you, and this is how you repay me?
No, daddy.
Is it with your father? Jason next door?
Yes, daddy.
Watch me on that little boy.
Paula, look how much time me talk to you. How much time me tell you about your auntie and about my friend Janet. The two of them get pregnant in a high school. And it blight them future. All the talk, me talk, you never did I listen?
Yes, mommy, I was listening. But me never think this could happen.
I feel like my head are gonna explode. Me can't understand. You are doing so well in a school. You are the deputy head girl. All the teacher them talk about you so highly. You have all of that and you just throw it away? Now all anybody going to say about you is that you're workless and you waste your potential. I can't manage this.
You know how hard it's going to be for you now, eh? All them plans boy you want to turn doctor and lawyer, that gone now. You have to go start work and mind pit me now. Your future done. Come out of my sight. I can't even look upon you. Paula, sit up, Paula. Try and stop crying. Your mother and I want to talk to you.
Yes, daddy.
Now look. We're sorry for we talk to you just now. But you have to understand. This is not how we want your future to be.
We wanted you to go through and get your education. And settle yourself before you think about children.
I know, mommy. That is what I did want to. I never want this to happen. I mean, I know what me I gonna know. And you probably hate me now.
No, dear. We don't hate you. We love you. We're just disappointed. Now, this is what is going to happen. We are going to have a talk with Jason's parents. Because whether he want to or not, he's going to have to be a part of this process. Then we're going to the doctor to see how far along you are. Next, we're going to see how we can work out school. I know them normally expel girls. But hopefully, them will at least make you sit your first year CAPE exam, like how we paid the money already.
Expel me? Them going to expel me, mommy?
They might. That is what used to happen when I was in school.
That is a possibility, so prepare yourself for it. But we are going down to the school tomorrow to see how the exam situation is going to go.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, please come into my office. Okay, so what can I do for you today?
Well, Mr. Jones, the situation is this. Our daughter Paula is pregnant.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm very surprised to hear that. She's one of our best and most well-behaved students.
Well, why we are here is to ask you to allow her to sit her first year CAPE exam. Because we already paid the fees. I know the normal protocol is to expel girls completely. But we are hoping that you'll make an exception for her. Just to sit the exams.
Wait, no. Let me assure you right now that we're not going to expel her. That is not how things work in the system anymore. The government recently introduced a new policy, so young girls will not be expelled for being pregnant. In fact, the policy now is to get the girls back into schools after giving birth to ensure that they complete their education.
Really now? So that means Paula can stay and finish her sixth form right here without any trouble?
Yes. We will help her as much as we can. And if it becomes physically or medically too difficult to manage here at the school with the pregnancy, we can refer her to the Women's Center Foundation of Jamaica. She can get specialized help there to keep pursuing her education and counseling and all different kinds of help. And as soon as she can come back to school after the pregnancy, we will allow her to continue.
You know, I came here expecting to try and negotiate with you to make a bad situation just a little bit better. But you really take a whole load off my mind, sir. I really appreciate it.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.